This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by Midwest Medical Center out of Galena. And joining us here today is Jennifer Burning. She's physical therapist at Midwest Medical Center in Galena. And Jen, tell us about the therapy and rehabilitation services you offer there at Midwest Medical Center of Galena.
Hey, Scott, thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me talk about all the wonderful things we're doing here. We offer physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, athletic training, really any therapy services that a patient may be in need of. We offer them here in Galena. And with our recent expansion, we've doubled our size, which has really helped us to accommodate more patients, get our wait times down, and just allow patients to start feeling better faster.
You know, I've talked to some of the docs there at Midwest Medical Center, including Dr. Dahman, Greg Dahman, of course, originally from Lena. But how does your department work with the docs there at Midwest in Galena?
Yeah, isn't he just great? We love and we've been so happy to have Dr. Dahman and all the physicians here. We have a great relationship with them. I mean, we're obviously, for the most part, in the same building. We have an Elizabeth clinic as well, and we communicate very frequently with them. But they call down, they stop down. They're very invested in their patients and how they do. And having such a close relationship between therapists and providers is just fantastic for a patient. I mean, there's no barriers. They let us know what they want for their patients. They're frequently checking in on them. So it's just a great relationship for the patient. How close we are and how partnered we are in the care for the patient.
Now, does a patient need to be referred to you there at the physical therapist department?
Yeah, great question, and not always. Most insurances, this is something somewhat new, but most insurances allow patients to self-refer if they need therapy for any reason. And the thought behind that is quicker access to care, less barriers for that patient. So you hurt your back, you can get in with a therapist directly instead of stopping at your physician's office first. Your physician office is very much still involved in your care, and we communicate with them and they get documentation from us, but most patients now can self-refer. So if patients want to call our clinic and ask, we would very much check on their insurance to make sure that that is allowed.
Now, I know that the doctors that I've been talking about at Midwest Medical Center of Galena have been telling us and our listeners about discovering the Midwest difference. Tell us about that. What's your thought?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you feel when you get in this building, and as a patient and as a patient myself of this facility, it's hard to somehow tangibly explain it, but it's for providers, we give 100% of our attention to those patients, especially in the rehab department. You are with us one-on-one. We communicate with your providers. It's every patient, every time, and we really try to, with every patient, go above and beyond so they meet their goals, they get what they need. We communicate with outside facilities and providers. We really just, the Midwest difference is just taking that extra step for the patient, whatever that patient needs, because every patient is different. It's not cookie cutter anymore. Maybe it never was, but we really try to meet the patient where they're at, and whatever they need, we're all in on it.
And Jen, we're talking to Jennifer Burning. She's director of therapy at Midwest Medical Center out of Galena. Jen, I assume that a lot of what the physical therapy you guys are providing is after an operation with a new joint replacement, that kind of thing. But you don't have to have had an operation to actually have the need for physical therapy services, right?
Correct. No, you don't. So it could be any orthopedic issue you're having, back pain, shoulder pain. Our occupational therapists here are fantastic at hand, wrist, elbow, arthritic conditions of the hand, overuse conditions of the elbow. And our speech therapist does a lot of great work on cognitive issues, swallowing difficulties, speech issues. There's a lot of things we can help with that a lot of patients don't really think that we offer. Dizziness, vertigo. So our department and our facility really has tried to offer as much as we can so patients don't have to travel elsewhere.
I know that as you age, you know, get into the, 80s and 90s, that type of thing, that the balance is an issue, but you can help with that, right?
You really can, and insurance will cover it on a patient's behalf. You don't have to have a fall. You can talk to your primary care provider. You could self-refer. There are very specific tests that we do down here that can assess a patient's balance. The best patients are the ones that really get ahead of their care. It's all about longevity now and being more active later in life, and thankfully we have our fitness center, and we have classes and balance classes and personal trainers. So wherever that patient is, we likely have something to offer to give them the best quality of life.
And I'll talk about the joint replacement in terms of after a surgery like that. How important is therapy after joint replacement surgery?
It is huge. I mean, and there's a lot of research out there to support it. And even being active beforehand, if your joints will allow it, but following through on the therapy afterwards, it's more than a simple set of exercises. Most of these patients haven't been able to do things for years because of their joints. And so now having a new joint, we can really target the things they want to do. Maybe it's as simple as going up and down stairs without looking funny or having a limp or walking without a limp, but following through on the therapy afterwards is huge. And partnering with Dr. Dahman here, who does wonderful joint replacements, it's just been great to see the outcomes these patients are having and the quality of life they're having now.
And I assume that once you get a joint replaced, then all of a sudden the old joints that you still have, they react differently, don't they?
They do. And a lot of times, in most patients, you have a bad joint, you go get it replaced. Your other joints have issues too. And a lot of the patients will say, oh my gosh, my other knee feels so much better. My other hip feels so much better because you've now taken some of the load off of it. So a lot of really great things come from a joint replacement when it's time for that patient.
All right. Now, are your services covered by insurance or Medicare?
Great question in the healthcare world. So most of our services, yes, if not all, are covered by Medicare and most insurances. So in the world today, though, it's scary. Patients don't want to have big bills and concerns. So we specifically have a department that looks into a patient's insurance. So if anyone has concerns, they can call our therapy department. They could call anyone at our facility for that matter, and we can look into their coverage on their behalf. But therapy services, whether it be PT, OT, speech, are covered by insurance.
And especially if you're on regular Medicare, even if you're in Wisconsin, because it's Medicare, you're eligible for treatment there at Midwest Medical Center in Galena, right?
Correct. Medicare is Medicare. So we take all types of Medicare insurance. They cover the vast majority of your care. Most patients' secondary insurance will even cover the deductible and any remaining for those patients. So, I mean, you pay into insurance for a reason, and we are here for those purposes. We're here to help patients have a great quality of life. That's what insurances want for you. So we're here to help, and we'll help navigate that insurance process so there's no concern for patients.
Hey, Jen, great to talk to you. Great information. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Yeah. Great talking to you. Thanks, Scott.
That's Jen Burning. She's director of therapy there and Midwest Medical Center, Galena. Closer than you think.